The moon is familiar to us, and yet still mysterious. 12 human beings in the history of our existence have walked on the moon. They've left footprints and brought back moon dust and moon rocks. Yet looking up at the glowing presence in the sky, the moon still feels mysterious. If you lay on a blanket and look up at a shiny crescent or glowing orb, it's hard to not feel connected to the magic we still suspect hides behind everyday life. The moon calls to something in us that longs to connect with the mysterious and the holy. The part of us that wants to understand how the world began and how life continues on. The Zuni people live on tribal lands in western New Mexico. They know about curiosity and wonder. They too feel called by the mysterious. To hear the Zuni tell it, the sun and the moon were not always in the sky. In fact, we'd still be living in darkness if coyote and eagle had not gone looking for some light. Coyote was not very good at hunting, and he was getting hungry because all he could catch with his paws were a few bugs. But coyote had watched eagle hunting. Eagle was graceful and quick and never hungry. Finally, coyote couldn't stand it anymore. He went to Eagle and said, "Friend, we should hunt together. Two can catch more than one." "Why not?" Eagle said, and the two began their hunting together. Of course, Eagle provided all the food. Coyote just kind of tried to look busy as often as he could. When Eagle wondered why Coyote was not contributing to their bounty, Coyote said, "Friend, no wonder I can't catch anything. I can't see. Do you know where we could get some light?" Eagle agreed and said, "I think there's a little toward the west. Let's go find it." At last, Coyote and Eagle came to a place where kachinas were dancing. If you've never heard of them, kachinas are part of the life force in existence. They're connected to all people and all things. Kachinas are spirits who sometimes look like people. And often when they're in human form, they're dancing. So when Coyote and Eagle came upon the kachina dancing, they were amazed and sat and watched them for a while. Then Eagle said, "I can believe now these are the people who have the light." When the kachina fell asleep, Eagle and Coyote discovered a large box that was glowing ever so slightly. Eagle was cautious, but Coyote sprang forward and opened the lid, and the sun and the moon escaped into the sky. From then on, the sun helped the crops grow during the day, and the more subtle glow of the moon keeps the people from being lonely at night. The moon connects us to the wonderful and mysterious in everyday life. Many of you have probably heard about the man in the moon. You may have even seen him on a clear night. This friendly face that we can make out from our part of the world. Well, in China, children hear stories about a woman who lives on the moon. There are a number of variations to this myth, but here's one. Once there were 10 suns in the sky, and their heat was so intense that the crops were burning and turning to ash. So the Jade Emperor called upon the most amazing archer named Ho Yi and asked for his help. Ho Yi strung his bow and took down 9 of those 10 suns, leaving just the right amount of light to stream down onto us. The emperor was so grateful that he gave Ho Yi an elixir of immortality. Ho Yi's wife, Chang Yi, finds her husband's magic elixir one day and takes just one sip. But it tastes so good, and she's so thirsty from working all day. She goes on taking a sip at a time, not realizing that she's growing lighter and lighter with every sip. Until with the final drop, Chang Yi floated all the way up to the moon and became the moon goddess of immortality. Not wanting to be on earth without his beloved, Ho Yi goes to live within the sun and is transformed into the sun god. Chang Yi still lives on the moon, longing to be reunited with Ho Yi. Once a month, the two are joined again when the light of the sun shines fully on the moon. And people celebrate Chang Yi, the moon goddess, on the first full moon of the fall. They send lit lanterns into the sky, hoping Chang Yi will find her way back to earth and bless them. Children eat moon cakes and get to stay up late to admire the full moon with their families. The moon draws out our imaginations. The moon also connects us to life's larger rhythms. In pre-Christian Lithuania, the moon was understood to be a magical presence. And Lithuanians always considered it a bad idea to point your finger up at the moon in case you accidentally poked a god in the eye. Lithuanians looked to the moon to keep them in sync with life's larger rhythms. It was understood that when the moon was waxing, seeming to grow larger in the night sky, this was the time for new beginnings. This was the time to plant and harvest crops, to catch fish, to spin and weave, to dye cloth. People would leave bread, wool, and flax on top of stones as offerings to the moon as it grew larger. The moon's growth meant that the creative forces in existence were most powerful, most ready to lend themselves to your endeavors and hopes. But when the moon was waning, seeming to grow smaller in the night sky, Lithuanian folk culture advised against starting anything new, as it would surely come to a bad end. Instead, this was the time to prepare for winter, time to think practically about resources, a time to conserve, cut wood, salt and smoke meat, plow soil for winter crops. Now, we could think that the effect of the moon's monthly cycle on us was something people thought up long ago before they knew any better. Or we might think that the moon is lovely, but that any magic associated with the moon is reserved for the Kachina or the moon goddess Chang Yi. But there is rhythm and magic still to be celebrated. Though we have managed to tip the balance of our climate and hastened its deterioration at an alarming speed, the moon is doing its part to stabilize the Earth's temperatures, acting as an anchor, preventing the Earth from varying its tilt by more than a degree or two. The moon does indeed help to set the rhythms of the earth, pulling the tides further up and down the sand, signaling the routines of plants and animals. In fact, ocean corals have genes that change their activity level in sync with the waxing and the waning of the moon. Once a year, during the full moon, more than 130 species of corals simultaneously reproduce on Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Marine biologist Oren Levy describes the scene, saying, "In stunning unison, numerous corals lose their seeds, which hover momentarily above their parents, preserving the shape of the reef in an effervescent echo before gradually drifting skyward. Fish, marine worms, and various predatory invertebrates zip through the water, feeding on the coral confetti." Levy adds, "It's like the whole ocean wakes up. And if it's too cloudy and the moon is obscured, the corals will often not spawn, sometimes delaying until the next full moon. The Earth moves around the sun, but the moon moves around the Earth, looking down on us protectively. The moon's gravitational pull tugs on our lives and the ecosystems we live within. The moon reminds us that we are part of an intricately related and connected world. And life's rhythm of beginnings, endings, and beginnings is acted out above our heads each month by the moon. When we moon gaze, we are connected to all the people who have ever looked up to connect with mystery and wonder. All the people who ever looked up to realign their lives with a larger rhythm. Next time you catch yourself looking up at the moon, think of all the creative minds that the moon has fed. Think how it keeps the Earth steady with its company in a vast universe. And as you stand or lie on a blanket, moon gazing, allow a moment of celebration to unfold in you for the spectacular hidden in the ordinary and the holy in the familiar. Blessed be. Amen."